En ook by ons in die atelier is die pragtige pastoor Allison Howard. Goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Môre, welkom.
Baie dankie.
Julle het onlangs 'n sopkombuis begin, hè? By julle gemeente. Die gemeente is?
Ek is van die Evangelies Lutherse Kerk in St. Johannes Parochie. Dis Belville, Eerste Rivier en Delft gemeentes.
Okay, en die sopkombuis wat julle begin het?
We started our soup kitchen the first Sunday, the first Thursday in May, just after the elections.
Yeah. So it's a brand new thing. And what was it driven by?
On a daily basis, there are about, I can't even count the number of people who come to the parsonage asking for something to eat. During the month of Lent, we had a donation of 50 loaves of bread per day. So after that, people have still been coming in the evening, 9 o'clock, asking, is there still a loaf of bread? And then one Sunday morning, during one of our services, we announced that we'll be starting a soup kitchen. And our congregants came and they brought all the different products and things that we needed for our soup kitchen. And we managed to provide for at least a whole month. So people started coming and we realized, but we don't have enough to sustain this project. But every Thursday we managed to, God has always provided, there are always people bringing. And we hope that we are able to do a bit more within the community, not just on a Thursday, but, you know, on a weekly basis, seeing that the winter months are approaching and there's just not enough, but there's something that we can do.
So, ons gesels saam met pastoor Allison Howard van die Belville Suid Lutherse Kerk en ons praat oor dit wat hulle besig is om te doen. Hulle het so 'n paar weke gelede dan 'n sopkombuis begin wat hulle weekliks dan waar hulle weekliks die gemeenskap dan dien. So Allison, in terms of the amount of people coming to the soup kitchen, what are the numbers like? And then also, you've mentioned that you guys are sort of spread over a geographic area. Is it that you just have one offset point, or do you go into all those different communities?
The project has been running in the parish over the years under evangelism. So in East River, there's also a soup kitchen run by our Prayer Women's League on a Thursday, and also in Delft. Over the years, Belville soup kitchen has not been running on a yearly basis. So it only kicked off recently once again. But Belville and, I mean, East River and Delft's soup kitchen has been sustained over the years, constantly, every year. So the numbers that we have, we start in at the church, and usually about 50 people come. And after that, whatever soup we have left, we go into the area Stilvani, just around the corner from the church, and we distribute it there. And then there are, I can't even count the numbers of people and children who come. So, yeah, that is what we do.
So the soup kitchen was started out of the parish, but they want non-perishable foods to be donated. ek is terug. Ok, ek moest my flow grapje iwers in werk. Ek moest iwers my flow grapje in
werk.
Sorry, Allison.
No problem.
So, Allison, in terms of the needs that you have, I mean, I think it's fairly straightforward, but just for somebody who's never donated to a soup kitchen and don't necessarily know what's required or what they can give, what is it that you guys are looking for, and how can people support you in this?
We would appreciate it if our listeners can contribute lentils, the soup mix, the dry products, any Royco soup mixes. If you could also contribute vegetables, carrots, your onions, your everything that's needed for soup, potatoes, bread. If we could get pots so that more people can get involved in making the soup, that would also be appreciated.
And is there a chance for our listeners who perhaps live in that geographic area to join you guys in making soup?
Most definitely.
How would they get a hold of you though?
Can I give my number?
Oh, absolutely.
Now?
Are you happy to give your number out of there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For this cause, most definitely. Listeners, and if everybody who would love to contribute, can contact me on 082-058-5330.
So it's 082-058-5330. Okay, so Radio Tigerberg, of course, we took hands with you guys, and we want to support you in what you are doing this winter. And so if you perhaps have any stuff that you want to come drop off at our offices, you're very welcome to do ons sal dan ook dan saam met hulle deel daarso by die kerk. Now, this my last vraag, Anton, ek weet jy of jy nog 'n vraag het nie, maar my question, my last question to you would be, do you eat the soup that you dish out to the community?
We taste the soup to make sure that everything is okay before we give it to them.
No, but you know what? It's for me, it's first of all, I love soup. Yeah. I can eat soup every day of the year, both night and day and in between. And I'm asking that question because I think sometimes we, when soup kitchens are doing their thing, I kind of feel like we're doing this for other people, not for ourselves. And yeah, for me, the question is important because I'm going, unless I enjoy that soup and I can eat it, I wouldn't want to give it to anybody else. So that's kind of why I'm asking the question.
Okay, no, but the soup is primarily there for the needs of the people. It's not made for us. So it's never for our enjoyment.
Yeah.
It's there for the people who are coming.
And it's but tasty.
But what you're saying is, yeah, it's tasty, and if you wanted to, you would eat it as well.
If you had to.
Yeah, I know that was just a joke, but it's there for the people. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pastor Alison Howard, en sy is van die Bellville Suidliederse Kerk. En as jy miskien nie bederfbare items, producte wat jy wil bydra vir die sop kombuis, asseblief doen dit. En ook soos wat sy sê, potte om nog sop te kan maak. Mm-hmm. Dit sal ook baie welkom wees. Ja, okay. So, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you to all our listeners, and especially the St. Johannes Parish.
Alison, se telefoonnummer is 082-058-5330. Daar nummer weer eens, 082-058-5330. Indien jy dalk 'n bydrae kan maak, of haar wil kontak, of om te help, maak gerus daai oproep.